You are listening to Huffle Audio's production of Fox's Book of Martyrs by John Fox, edited by William Byron Forbush. This book is read by Nadia May. This book is 283 pages long and is divided into 23 chapters. This recording was produced in 2008 by Huffle Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Huffle Audio. Please visit www.christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Fox's Book of Martyrs, Chapter 1. History of Christian Martyrs to the First General Persecutions. Under Nero. Christ, our Saviour, in the Gospel of St. Matthew, hearing the confession of Simon Peter, who first of all other openly acknowledged him to be the Son of God, and perceiving the secret hand of his Father therein, called him, alluding to his name, a rock, upon which rock he would build his church, so strong that the gates of hell should not prevail against it. In which words three things are to be noted. First, that Christ will have a church in this world. Secondly, that the same church should mightily be impugned, not only by the world, but also by the uttermost strength and powers of all hell. And thirdly, that the same church, notwithstanding the uttermost of the devil and all his malice, should continue. Which prophecy of Christ we see wonderfully to be verified, insomuch that the whole course of the church to this day may seem nothing else but a verifying of the said prophecy. First, that Christ hath set up a church, needeth no declaration. Secondly, what force of princes, kings, monarchs, governors, and rulers of this world, with their subjects publicly and privately, with all their strength.